The signature of ACTA, short for Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement by 22 EU member states, has sparked a heated controversy and widespread protests across Europe. In the Czech Republic, hundreds of internet users took to the streets in Prague and other cities, while hackers associated with the group Anonymous have attacked websites of the government, political parties, and copyrights holders' associations. In neighboring Poland, the ratification of the agreement was even put on ice after widespread protests and attacks on government websites. The controversial agreement aims to protect intellectual property on the internet, but many fear it will lead to online surveillance and internet censorship. I spoke to new media and technology journalist Petr Kocsi about ACTA and how it is perceived here in the Czech Republic.
Well, I think the main point of criticism concentrates on the way it was negotiated, because the negotiations actually started as early as 2006, and the first time the internet public learned about such agreement, about this agreement that can have such a great impact on the way we use internet every day, was 2 or 3 years later, after several rounds of these negotiations, and it was only thanks to leak the document on the WikiLeaks website. So the critics mainly point to the fact that it's quite problematic to negotiate new rules that will greatly affect internet without participation of internet users and under suspected heavy influence of recording industry lobbyists.
And what exactly how will internet users be affected if ACTA is passed, or what things will change for the average internet user?
We can't be really sure about this now, because this is an international agreement and it depends on how the governments will adopt it into their law. And for example, in the case of Czech Republic, the trade minister, or the former trade minister Martin Kocourek, when he announced that the ACTA negotiations are finished, said that there will be no single change in the Czech law coming from the signature of this agreement. But the agreement is quite vaguely and unclearly formulated, and it opens possibilities towards changes. So, for example, in the agreement, the governments promise that they will make it possible for the owners of the copyrighted material to access data about users who attempt to download it illegally from the internet. That is a major change, because up until now they had to wait for a court decision to get this data, and even then it was not given to the companies, to the owners of the rights, but only to the police or to the investigators. And now it should be shared with the investigators and with the copyright owners before a court decision. That is a major change.
That does sound like quite the big change, actually. The Czech Republic signed ACTA without much public debate, and now protests here are spreading. How opposed are Czech people against ACTA compared to other Europeans?
I would say that the matter is so complicated that many people decide emotionally without actually reading the agreement, and there is not enough law experts and even people from the government explaining what exactly it might mean for the average internet user. So I would say the large majority of internet users are instinctively against ACTA, because it is a new rule that seems to be threatening the internet freedom. And from this feeling come all these protests that are maybe, or they appear larger in the media than they are in the reality.
Petr Kocsi, an expert on new media and technology, was talking to me about the ACTA.